And the Lakers are going to be a work in progress. That's just the truth. Kawhi Leonard is so much easier to plug in to any lineup than Anthony Davis. You have to learn to work around Anthony Davis, who, by the way, has to, at the same time, learn to work around a guy named LeBron James. That's a lot.
Yo. How y'all doing out there, man? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. And tonight, oh my God, it was just a fun night, man. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers for winning their 17th championship of the franchise. LeBron James wins his fourth ring, his fourth championship, four-time finals MVP. And oh my God, I'm just happy. I know that everybody that probably listens in to this show and everything isn't a Lakers fan or whatever it is, but I just want to say big credit to the Miami Heat for coming out as underdogs, man, and they put up such a good fight. A lot of people doubted. A lot of people doubted them. A lot of people even doubted the NBA with the ratings, the NBA going through all this stuff with, like, people not wanting to watch it because of quote-unquote politics or people not wanting to pay attention to it because they feel like with, like I said, politics, no fans in the stadium. So is it really, really basketball for real? Just a whole bunch of different stuff, a lot of different hate, man, and a lot of people just being stuck up. And then to even have sports all playing, like so many different sports were playing at the same time. So you had football playing at the same time as well as baseball. We had the baseball playoffs going on. We just ended the NHL playoffs with the Stanley Cup. I forget. I think it was the Tampa Bay Lightning that won the Stanley Cup. So it's just like a bunch of different sports. So you had people just like talking about the ratings of the NBA going down and blaming everything on LeBron. So I just want to give so much credit to the Los Angeles Lakers. Shout out to all the Lakers fans in the world. All over the world, they had the biggest fan base in the world. And man, a lot of people doubted the Lakers last year. They doubted LeBron James. LeBron James is a person that just always got a lot of hate anyway. But you have to give LeBron James credit for going out to LA and to become a Laker. You know, it's the most historic franchise in the history of basketball next to the Boston Celtics, which you understand why the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers have such a big rivalry, because they're the two most historic franchises in the world when it comes to basketball. So there's no other rivals there. And so last year when LeBron goes there, you got to give him credit for going to this team when there was no other superstar there. He was just going to be the only premier player on that team. And then they had to fill the roster with a bunch of different veterans, but it was so many second year guys on the team: Kuz, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Ivica Zubac. So it was just like it was a really young team, and LeBron put his body on the line for that team last year. Oh, shout out to Brandon Ingram, most improved this year. But LeBron put his body on the line for that team. He had that team fourth in the West, and he suffered like the most major injury that he's ever suffered in his entire basketball career. But because people hate LeBron so much, when he went down with that injury, the Lakers team just like lost their place in the West, lost their place in the standings. He came back with enough time to try to get them back to the playoffs, but the injury was still nagging them. So that just made the haters very happy. You know what I'm saying? The haters were very happy because they get to talk now. They get to, it fits the narrative of, yeah, I knew this dude was washed. I knew he was a bum, little bum, little 3-6, the 3-6 mafia. Oh, he has the worst finals record. He'll never be Jordan. And you have a lot of media people saying this about him. And then it makes the fan, like so many different toxic fans say this about him. And so it's just messed up, man. But I remember when he even touched down in LA last year, a lot of Lakers fans were mad. And then up and down Twitter, you'll find people who they hated LeBron because of this fake like Kobe rivalry, when Bron and Kobe were really good friends. They were really cool, but it was the media that made these fans hate this man because they compared LeBron to Kobe and Jordan forever. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, man, in all serious, dog, those are the top three basketball players of all time. I mean, that really shaped the game. Then you got like the Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaq, AI, Tracy McGrady, all them, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, even Steph Curry for what he did as far as like pushing the game forward. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to like when you think of basketball, like you think of LeBron, Kobe, and Jordan, dog. And it's just like, so it's those three, and it's like whatever way you slice it. So you got people who feel like Jordan is the GOAT of GOATs. Then you got people who fight and argue that it's Kobe and that it's LeBron. And so it's like people don't want to hear who's better all the time because it's just your opinion on how you feel. So you're going to put your favorite before the next all the time, each and every time. But I just like, I love all three of them for what they've done. And it's just, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know all three of them are GOATs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Bron is the GOAT. Yeah, Kobe is the GOAT. Michael Jordan is the GOAT. And it ain't no way to slice it. You know what I'm saying? So it just is what it is. But some people can't see it like that. But LeBron is the GOAT to me. And he's the shit. And it's like, I am going to probably G-check you for the hate that you have for this man when you can't sit here and say that he isn't great, bro. He's great. You know what I'm saying? If you really deny that he's great, bro, yeah, you're hating on that dude, bro. Look, you can't deny the things that he's done since he was a kid. You know what I'm saying? You can't deny that he fucking gave Cleveland their first title in forever, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? He's the first person to ever come back from a 3-1 deficit against a 73-9 team. You know what I'm saying? That's greatness, bro. You can't deny that. You can't deny that Kobe's great. You can't deny that Bron is great. You know what I'm saying? But people are going to fight for their favorite players. And this is a reason why a lot of Lakers fans hated LeBron, because they were fighting for Kobe and his legacy. You know what I'm saying? And it's totally understandable. But a lot of people, you know, felt like Bron didn't prove shit. And Bron had just said it a few nights ago. He was just like, I understand being a Laker now. You have to prove it to him that you're a Laker. You have to win. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of, and that's just how LA is. But a lot of Lakers fans still don't like dude because they think that he ruined their team and traded away their future because he got rid of all these fucking kids for Anthony Davis or whatever it is. And it's just like, bro, shut the fuck up. You know, for the people that's mad at him about his politics, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm a Laker fan first, and I just hate that he came to my... Okay, now what you niggas is saying, he just won a fucking championship for the team that you fucking love so much, my nigga. You don't fucking love the team for real, bro. If you straight mad that this dude came back and put your team back in glory, it's been 10 years, my nigga. Show love, show credit, my nigga. The Lakers are the fucking top organization ever, bro. And for a fan of basketball... Him being a fan of basketball and how great he is as a basketball player to say, I want to help this franchise get back to what it's known for. The Lakers have been great since I've been alive, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Since I've been alive, bro, I've seen the Lakers be dominant. I've seen the Spurs be dominant. I got to witness the Bulls be dominant, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. So it's just like, shit like that. I got to witness the Warriors be dominant. I got to witness LeBron be dominant, my nigga. Know what I'm saying? So you can't deny that the Lakers are great. And for LeBron to be who he is, to straight acknowledge that the Lakers are the best franchise in the world, and I want to be a part of getting it back to where it deserves to be, because motherfuckers wasn't showing y'all no love and respect all these years. These motherfuckers went to go root for the Warriors, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And some of the motherfuckers was rooting against me. But I'm coming back to put L.A. back on. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers was laughing at y'all when y'all wasn't winning shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. So you got to give my nigga credit, bro. And I feel like LeBron, if you haven't given him his credit after this, you're a piece of shit, bro. You have to give dude his credit after this, my nigga. He did what people said that he wouldn't do. look how many media members sat up here and said that the Lakers wouldn't make the playoffs, though. You literally traded everything for Anthony Davis. Shout out to Rob Pelinka. He should have won Executive of the Year because they sat here and waited on Kawhi. Kawhi stiffed him, was playing games with him. You know what I'm saying? Also, he can go meet with the Clippers and had the Lakers missing out on so many different dope, good free agents. But I'm still happy with the team that he was able to build afterward. And that should have got him Executive of the Year because he was able to build that damn team right after he missed out on Kawhi Leonard. And you assemble a team that goes first in the West. Y'all said that LeBron couldn't come to the West Coast and dominate. He came to the West Coast and dominate. Oh, he was only winning in the East, in the Eastern Conference. He can't do that out West. He came out West to dominate. What y'all saying last year? He only came to LA to do movies. He's not trying to get a championship. He just got a championship. Some of y'all motherfuckers said that he wouldn't win a championship in LA. He just won a fucking championship. Y'all said that this Lakers team wouldn't make the playoffs. Oh, they don't have a deep roster. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's going to be hard to get LeBron and AD to complement each other and play with each other because these two different guys don't have the fit. But Kawhi and Paul George is going to be so much easier to integrate. Oh, that's very funny that they lost in the second round to a team they should have beat. And then you got motherfuckers saying that, oh, the Lakers got the easiest road to the championship because they didn't have to go through the Clippers and the Bucks. How can you say that, you know, how can you say that they had it easy because they didn't have to go through some niggas that lost before they got, you know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas lost, my nigga. Like, them niggas was trash, bro, and they lost, my nigga. They didn't hold up. They ended the bargain if they was trying to meet up with my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. Y'all lost, bro. So go ahead and hold that L, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But y'all straight. Y'all dog these niggas out all year, all season, man. Go check out the reports. Check the reports, dog. You'll straight see how many motherfuckers denied that they would make the playoffs, that they would win a championship, that this team will work all through the media. And all these motherfuckers is looking dumb as fuck. Jackie McMullen, Bill Simmons, Chris Mannix, Skip Bayless, Max Kellerman, even Stephen A. Smith, while he was sitting up here trying to act like, oh, he didn't say that shit. Nigga, it's straight on video, my nigga. You were straight saying that they weren't going to win shit, bro. Y'all was saying that they were scared of the Clippers. Know what I'm saying? Straight up, my nigga. Clippers blew a 3-1 lead, my nigga. Know what I'm saying? My niggas ain't blow no 3-1 lead. You know what I'm saying? My niggas came out here and took care of business. Gentlemen swept the entire West Coast. Know what I'm saying? In the bubble, my nigga. Know what I'm saying? Put respect on the Lakers, my nigga. Put respect on LeBron fucking James. Put respect on Anthony Davis. Y'all was calling them soft. Y'all was saying that the Lakers made the wrong move trading for them. The Pelicans was going to win more games. Them niggas couldn't even make the playoffs, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. So this is a list of receipts. This is y'all hated on this team. This should be proven to y'all that y'all jumped the gun. Y'all jumped the gun because y'all was riding the high of Kawhi Leonard winning the championship last year, and y'all had that nigga feeling himself, him and his fucking uncle. Y'all had them niggas feeling themselves, bro. Know what I'm saying? All because that man played in a good system. He's not a leader. It takes a lot to be a leader. Know what I'm saying? It takes a lot to be a leader, to lead a team, my nigga, through an 82-game season. This season here just lasted an entire calendar year, bro. An entire year. This shit should have ended in goddamn me June. You know what I'm saying? But COVID hit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Look at the adversity that they went through with Kobe's death. And then you got people out here saying, oh, they using Kobe's death for this, that, and the fourth. And, oh, it ain't about Kobe. And Kobe meant so much to the NBA, period. And Kobe was that nigga, man. He meant so much to NBA players. He meant so much to tennis players, swimmers, everybody, man. Nigga, the Mamba mentality is real, bro. And he just proved for kids like me. I remember when he came into the league when I was just a kid. And I just was like, yo, dude is like a kid, but he's like a teenager, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And just to see him grow and elevate. And I remember when he was rapping and had like them shoes that they said looked like Buick Rendezvous and shit like that. Like, I got to witness greatness. I got to witness this dude dominate for 20 years, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But he only dominated for one franchise, my nigga. So you can't tell Lakers fans how to feel about Kobe Bryant. You can't tell the Lakers organization, the franchise, the staff, how to feel about Kobe Bryant. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, Kobe is Laker royalty. Those Mamba jerseys that they wore, Kobe designed them. So you can't tell these motherfuckers how to feel about Kobe Bryant and wanting to win for him. You niggas literally had the Clippers saying, we gonna win for this nigga. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't a Clipper, my nigga. He was a Laker, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Through and through, bro. 20 years, bro. He grew up with that franchise, my nigga. So, of course, the Lakers, yeah, as much as everybody can say, yo, Kobe, this is for you because you inspired me, it means so much more to the Lakers because, dude, played there for 20 years of his life. It's kids who were born at a time when this nigga was killing shit. So they grew up being Laker Kobe fans. A lot of my niggas grew up being Kobe Bryant Laker fans. That's why a lot of my niggas are Lakers fans, because of Kobe Bryant, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because they grew up watching this dude, bro. You know what I mean? Straight up, bro. So imagine you live in LA, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You live in Los Angeles and you grow up with a fucking superhero in your town for 20 years. You can't tell these people how to feel about that, my nigga. You know what I mean? Straight up, bro. So LA, yes, go crazy, my nigga. This is for Kobe. This is for Gigi. This is for everybody that died on the helicopter. You know what I mean? Straight up, bro. This is for the Lakers, my nigga. They won their 17th championship, tying the Boston Celtics. Forget the Celtics. You know what I mean? Straight up, bro. I mean, shout out to the Celtics. Shout out to Jason Tatum, man. STL, we in the building. You heard? Straight up, my nigga. But shout out to the Lakers, man. You know what I'm saying? They did that shit, man. LeBron did it, man. Four-time MVP. Y'all still going to try to discredit him and compare him to Mike and all this shit? Fuck all that shit. LeBron is LeBron. You know what I mean? He don't need to be nobody else. He don't need to take the last shot because Kobe would or Mike would. That's what they do. LeBron does what he does. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Davis is going to do what Anthony Davis does. Trae Young is going to do, you know what I'm saying? Steph Curry is going to do him. Jimmy Butler is going to do him. You know what I'm saying? You have to stop comparing these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody is different, my nigga. Everybody's wired different. Everybody is born differently. Niggas got different mamas and shit. You know what I mean? Straight up. So you can't expect every nigga to do the same thing and then try to equate it to mama mentality. No, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, mama mentality is I'm just going hard regardless. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean, nigga, I got to take the last shot. You know what I'm saying? Like my nigga said, okay, the Lakers lost in the Mamba jerseys in game 5. Like my homeboy said, Mamba mentality isn't just winning in those jerseys. Mamba mentality is you lose in those Mamba jerseys and you come out in game 6 and you give it 10 times more effort than you did in game 5 when you lost in them damn jerseys. You know what I'm saying? That's Mamba mentality. You don't get down on yourself. You keep it going, my nigga. Shout out to Danny Green. Y'all was sending him and his fiance death threats. Lame nigga shit. Know what I'm saying? Straight up, that's lame nigga shit, my nigga. You don't do no shit like that over the game. Yeah, we get emotional. We fans, bro. We don't like to see niggas, like, fuck up. We don't like to see a nigga brick a shot. You know what I'm saying? We don't like to see our favorite team lose. Who would? You know what I'm saying? But to send death threats, man, that shit lame, bro. Shout out to Rajon Rondo. First person to win a championship as a Celtic and as a Laker. Know what I'm saying? JaVale McGee, 3-time champion. Quinn Cook, 2-time champion. Dwight Howard just got his first redemption. He redeemed himself, man. Eh? You know what I'm saying? That's hard, my nigga. J.R. Smith got the chance to redeem himself. I mean, he didn't really play, but he just got another championship with Bron. You know what I'm saying? Kyle Kuzma just got his first championship. AD get his first one. Alex Caruso, the GOAT, just get his first one. You know what I'm saying? And they going to run it back next year, and they going to get better. I guarantee they're going to be back, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, my nigga. So shout out to the whole Laker fans, family. Shout out to all the fans out there. Number 17 just came home. Shout out to all the media. Y'all was hating, and y'all going to be looking silly when y'all got to get on ESPN, on the jump, and all that type of shit. Y'all niggas was hating, and y'all motherfuckers looking silly, and y'all going to stop trying to count these dudes out. Y'all going to stop trying to count LeBron James out. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait to see who the next person, the next player going to be that y'all treat like that. Because that shit is whack, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So who going to be the next player that y'all straight just going to treat like that? That no matter what he does, he has improving shit. You know what I'm saying? Who y'all going to do like that next? Y'all going to do Jason Tatum like that? Y'all going to do Luka like that? Trey Young like that? You know what I'm saying? Straight up, my nigga, get off that lame ass shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Let these dudes be great. Let these kings be great, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. And until then, man, I'm out of here. Follow Steak and Eggs on all socials, on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. We on Instagram, man. Straight up. Like, comment, subscribe. Anchor is where we record the podcast at, man. And you can check this out on Spotify. Check out the Spotify playlist, The Healing. And check us out on Audio Mac as well, man. We all around the world. And we going up, and we gonna keep on turning the fuck up, man. And y'all enjoy yourself, and y'all stay safe. And I love each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for the support.